Time now for your comments. All last week, we shared entries with you from the audio diary of a 24-year-old dentist in Iraq. Hassan Khalidi has chronicled his struggle to lead a normal life in Baghdad. In his final entry, he told us of the kidnapping, torture, and death of his best friend.
This is the reality in Baghdad. Maybe you catch happy events, but mostly it's sad, and our happiness is destroyed.
In response to that diary, Kathleen Clark of Lancaster, Pennsylvania writes, "Thank you for putting a human face on the suffering of ordinary Iraqis."
Listener Eileen Harris of South Hadley, Massachusetts adds, "I've had numerous driveway moments while listening to NPR, but the diary of Hassan Khalidi was one of the most compelling. Listening to this bright young professional man speak in his own words about what his life is like brought home the realities of the nightmare in Iraq more than any news story ever could."
We have a correction also this morning. We reported last week on the construction of a pipeline that pumps water from deep under the Sahara Desert. The report indicated that the water was found by accident while prospectors were drilling for oil. But Joe Bell of Austin, Texas, wrote to explain that the physics of water and oil would have made such an accidental find impossible. Mr. Bell was a geologist on that project. He says he and his team were sent by Libya's government specifically in search of water. The simultaneous search for oil was conducted on the other side of the country.
And many of you sent letters thanking and cursing us for playing this piece on Moray Eels.
Oh, yes, I love this song.
Oh, yes.
Let's sing it.
Okay.
When an eel bites your thigh as you're just swimming by, it's a moray.
That got the attention of listener Amy Albrecht of Laramie, Wyoming.
I was on my way out to take the trash at 5:45 in the morning, but they were a riot. First of all, they're not singers. And then I listened to the words and they're butchering it. Oh, thanks for never being afraid to try something completely insane.
You can share your comments with us at any time. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.
When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.